This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. Pulled from the Shelf, Episode 1. What have Kristen and Melinda read this week? What will they be reading? Listen now to find out. And now, with beverages in hand, here are Kristen and Melinda.
Welcome to our introductory episode of Pulled from the Shelf. I'm Melinda, also known as Mindy from How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, my other podcast. And before I read comics, I read books, and I still do. So, my co-host Kristen, what kind of books do you like to read?
I mainly read young adult, paranormal, romance, urban fantasy, really any story of interest.
Yeah, and we read a lot for our book club, too. We're in a book club together, and it consists of people who all used to work at Media Play. So how long did you work at Media Play?
I worked there 5 years.
Yeah, and it was fun, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun.
And they had books, music, movies, electronics, what else?
Computer stuff.
Oh, yeah. Eventually, they got computer stuff. And then they went out of business.
They did, but my favorite part was hosting all the different book parties.
So what are some of the book parties you remember? I remember the Harry Potter ones, but that's about it.
Yeah, the Harry Potter ones were probably the main ones that we did for the midnight selling. I think Twilight might have come out when it was still open, but there was also a lot of DVD releases too.
I think there was a big party for the Titanic release,
mm-hmm.
but I don't remember that one. I admit I didn't go to very many of the midnight ones.
I think I worked all of them.
You were young then. You were just a baby. You were used to staying up late at night.
Yeah.
And you've recently started listening to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And we can thank Serial for that, I think. And decided you wanted to be part of one. And I jumped on because I've always wanted to do a book podcast. And you said you wanted to do one too.
I do, because I just love talking about what I'm reading or listening to, because I listen to a lot of audiobooks.
So why do you like podcasts?
I just really enjoy listening to people talk about their opinion or hearing a story that is being told.
Yeah. So what are some of the other podcasts you listen to? We'll give a shout out to them.
Oh, well, my favorite one right now that I'm listening to is Story Wonk, and they are doing a Harry Potter podcast right now on the Sorcerer's Stone, and it's kind of like a online book club, and we're going to be doing Pride and Prejudice next.
Ooh, and you love Pride and Prejudice.
I do. I love anything Jane Austen, anything British.
Yes.
It's my thing.
The other thing Kristen and I often do is we get together to watch Downton Abbey, and we watch the BBC feed of it when it's on in Britain instead of waiting for it to roll around to the U.S. shores.
Yes, all our friends are very jealous.
Very jealous. We would invite them, but we're special.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Where there are too many seasons behind.
Yeah. So we're going to spend our podcast mostly talking about the books and the genres that we like. And Kristen mentioned that she likes YA and urban fantasy. I think we kind of differ a little bit on some of the urban fantasy that we like, because I love urban fantasy too, but I seem to read different ones than you do.
Yeah, and you like a male hero, it seems.
Yes, I do. And I like the ones that aren't overtly romantic. I don't like it when they start getting into the whole sex thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love romance.
Yeah. So there you go. And one thing I'm really jealous of is that Kristen has been to the Romantic Times convention.
Mm-hmm. It just ended this past weekend in Dallas, Texas.
And, oh, she enjoyed herself a lot when she went.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Sometime I'm going to go.
Las Vegas next year.
Hey, maybe we can podcast from there.
Maybe.
Woohoo. Mark? Hey, Mark's our producer and also my husband. I'm eyeing him now thinking, hey, you want to go to Las Vegas? So anyway, I also like science fiction and thrillers And I really like some nonfiction history, but not all of it. It really has to be narrative. And an example of that would be I really like Eric Larson. And right now we're trying to read his newest book, which is about the Lusitania. But we're supposed to be reading that for book club, and neither one of us has gotten very far.
Yeah, I'm on page one still. I haven't started.
Yes. So our plan with the podcast is we're going to go out abroad, so to speak, in the greater Columbus, Ohio area and visit coffee shops and drink hot beverages or cold beverages if it's a day like today and talk about books and then maybe visit a bookstore, talk with a bookseller or a librarian, just hang around.
Maybe have some author interviews.
Yes.
Possibly.
We know some local authors.
We do.
And we know some local booksellers who know some other local authors. And maybe even eventually we'll get some other authors from further away on Skype or something like that. So yeah. We're really looking forward to it. The other thing that we're going to do is we are going to talk about what's in our to-be-read pile. And this is commonly referred to as the TBR pile. How big is yours, Kristen?
There's at least 20 books.
Yeah.
20 books for sure.
And you kind of, I know you kind of move them around and you take them out and you add books to it and you take them away without even reading them sometimes.
Yeah, I like to have several to look through. I always read the inside cover and pick one out to read. So I like to pretend I have just this voracious bookshelf of plenty of books to choose from.
And you still read paper books, don't you?
I do. I rarely use my e-reader, just occasionally.
So what is the occasion when you would use your e-reader over your paper reader?
If I'm desperate for the book.
Okay. And I'm generally the opposite of that. I generally will read everything on my e-reader, and only if I'm desperate will I get the paper book. So that's kind of different.
Sometimes it's just not in at the library and I just can't wait 12 hours.
Yes. So every week, or actually bi-weekly, we'll talk about one of the many books that we've been wanting to read that's in our TBR pile and why we want to read it. And then we'll follow up on that later after we've actually read it to give our listeners our opinion of the book that we've picked out and discussed in the past. So, Kristen, do you have a book right now that you would like to tell us is in your TBR pile?
Yes.
Besides Dead Wake.
I'll probably never finish that one. Currently, I have These Broken Stars by Amy Kaufman and Megan Spooner. And this is the first book in their young adult science fiction series. I have tried starting it on audio, but I was not enjoying that. So I switched to the paper version to start reading through that.
Is a paper version easier for you? Was it a problem with the narrator or was it?
Yeah, it was definitely a problem with the narrator.
It's amazing how much a narrator...
Their voices really matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just recommended a book to you on audio that I really like just because of the narrator. Mm-hmm. It was such a lovely voice.
I think what's interesting is a lot of people don't understand how you can get into an audiobook, but I really feel the narrator just brings the character to life.
Yeah. And sometimes, I've found at least, that if I pick up a book and it's a narrator that I like, but I associate them with another series, I may not be able to handle them in the new series.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the other thing is when they switch narrators, when you get to the sequel of a book and then you don't like the voices.
Yeah. Now, see, and I have a big problem. Well, in the past I've had a big problem, but it's starting to go away. With if I read a book and then listen to the next one in a series on audio, and it doesn't have the voices as I've imagined them in my head.
Yeah, or you always get that character name that you've been thinking was pronounced a different way the whole time.
Do you know there was a series, this is just another complete aside, but there was a series of books I was listening to on audio tape, and there was a word, a made-up word, basically, and I pronounced it one way in my head. And the narrator pronounced it a different way. I was fine with that. But then in the second series of books, he pronounced it the way it was in my head. So he changed the pronunciation from book to book. Be consistent. It annoyed me. That's all. Do you have another one, or do you want to leave it at that? Is that the one you're
gonna... I can add more. Like I said, I have 20 at a time at least.
Well, I'll tell you one of mine.
Okay.
The next one that I'm really intending to read, it's been in my pile for quite some time, and it's called Indexing. It's by Sean Ann McGuire, and she writes a lot of urban fantasy. And this one is, it was a serialized book on Amazon. I don't know if you know they
Oh, I love e-serials.
But it's all done now, mm-hmm. and I just never read it when it was coming out. And so I'm going to read it now. But it's about a fairy tale crimes unit. And
it sounds like something I would like.
It might be something that you would like. I'm not quite sure. See, there's so many things set in fairy tale worlds right now. That's kind of an in thing, you know, fables yeah. and then on TV, Once Upon a Time. And I think I kind of got like, another fairy tale thing. But I love Sean Ann McGuire, so I really want to read it. And she's coming out with a second serial of the Indexing world. So I figured I better read it now so that I'm ready for the next one.
How do you feel about e-serials? Do you like reading them like when they come out once a week or all at once?
I want to read them all at once. I don't want to wait.
I think that ruins the fun of it.
Well, maybe it does, but it's the same with comic books. And I get so annoyed if it's an ongoing story and I have to wait too long for the second chapter. I'm just impatient. You just love the anticipation, I know.
I do. Well, it gives you something to look forward to every week.
Yeah, just like podcasts do.
Right.
You can look forward to the next episode of your favorite podcast.
That's true.
We will differ on that one, I guess. Well, I think that's about it for our first episode, our introduction. We'd also love to hear from you. You can email us at pulledfromtheshelf@gmail.com or visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/pulledfromtheshelf. And finally, you can call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. In 2 weeks, we will be talking again, but we'll be meeting at a local coffee shop and visiting a local bookstore and pulling a book from the shelf. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.